in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Without community participation, police will never win the war against crime. Demonstrative to our commitment to work hand in glove with communities for the first time in the history of policing, this administration has realized the funding of community policing forums, CPFs. 70 million of the SEPs budget in this financial year will go to all provinces to support CPFs in terms of their resourcing requirements.
In Durban, CPFs have welcomed Police Minister Becky Tsele's announcement, saying it's a step in the right direction. Many CPFs are self-funded and rely on volunteers, while others have private funding for their day-to-day activities. Chairperson of Itakwini Secure, Imtiaz Syed, who services the Greater Durban area, says there needs to be a deep analysis of their requirements to root out corruption before any monies are handed out.
70 million rand seems like a lot of money, but there's something like 1,200 odd stations across the entire country, which brings it down to a very simple thing to say that each CPF would get around 60,000 rand per year, per annum, which relatively speaks to 5,000 rand a month. Once we have this budget, how is it supposed to be utilized? Is it to go directly into CPF members' pockets for the expenses and that kind of thing? Or are we saying that the Minister of Police through his ministry and obviously the SAPS then are going to provide tools of trade, which I think are the most important thing and lacking highly within CPF structures?
Executive member of the Phoenix CPF North of Durban, Umesh Singh, says carjackings, robberies and other petty crimes are on the increase in the area.
Try and equip members of the CPF with motor vehicles, firstly. And secondly, some form of training, for self-defense, because, as I mentioned, crime is becoming a problem, or is becoming violent, and they need to protect themselves as well. Obviously, we need a more active SAPS. We do know that they are struggling with staff, logistics, from their response time, when our members do call them, to the time we get to the scene.
In the Meerbank and Wentworth community south of Durban, gang violence, drug-related crimes and petty theft continue to burden these communities. Public relations officer for the Meerwent CPF, Andre De Bruyn, also sounded his concerns around how the funds will be managed.
The corruption part, I won't even debate it with all the national ministers. I'm concerned about that amount of money, and you work out all the CPFs countrywide. If you look at the needs of certain CPFs, okay, there is some CPFs, their needs are much greater than the CPFs from the previous affluent communities. And if you take a community like the Meerwent precinct, our needs is much, much, much more. And if you take it into a community like Amslana Rocks.
Chairperson of the Chatsworth CPF South of Durban, Eugene Pillay, says the allocated amount is simply not enough.
If we do the maths, there's 1,100 plus stations. 70 million rand works out to probably about 6,400 rand per station. Not going to go very far. It's a step in the right direction, but not going to really make a dent into what's really required. The station has been making steps towards increasing its staff complement. There's a lot of guys in training at the moment. We have seen an increase in contact crimes. We are on an educational campaign now to bring that down. But only time will tell.
With several CPFs being run by dedicated volunteers, these community crime-fighting activists are hoping that even the 70 million rand will be transparently filtered to make a difference in their communities. I'm Tashla Naidu in Durban.
Newsbreak. Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.